Op donderdag 1 November het ek die Discovery Leadership Summit in St. Johannesburg bygewoon. Nou van die hoofsprekers van die jaar was die voormalige Amerikaanse president Bill Clinton, sy vrou Hillary Rodham Clinton, die voormalige Britse eerste minister David Cameron, asook die bekende ekonoom Jim O'Neill, wat met die term BRIC vorentoe gekom het, ons eie Caster Semenya en dan ook die sosioloog Caroline Webb. En dit was vooral Webb wat die gehoor beïndruk het met haar standpunt oor hoe leierskap in die private sektor moet toegepas word.
Behavioral science is the study of how people behave. So that means neuroscientists, psychologists, behavioral economists who are interested in understanding why we think and feel and behave the way we do. I've always been interested in taking research from those fields into practical application. It really helps you identify with quite a lot of precision what are the interventions that are going to have quite a disproportionate impact on your ability to be brilliant. So I've always found that applying behavioral science in my work as a coach has been often the way to unlock people's openness to personal change. So, you know, for me, it's become so central to the way that I talk to leaders about how to develop as human beings and as leaders.
En dit was dan die wereldbekende socioloog Caroline Webb, wat een van die sprekers by die Discovery Leadership Summit was. Ons eie Caster Semenya het ook gepraat oor hoe sy leierskap in haar loopbaan as atleet toepas.
I think a leader, it's someone who considers others. For me, if I want to be a great leader, I put people first. If I promise, I have to keep that weight. If you want to be a great leader, you have to be cooperative. When you're a leader, it's about we, you know. You have to put, you know, a team first. As a young girl growing up, you know, in the village, it was never about thinking of maybe one day I can be a leader or maybe one day I can be a role model. The only thing that you think of is, you know, living a good life, a great life. But obviously, you know, there are principles that you don't know. You know, there are things that you still need to learn. Obviously, when you grow, you know, you tend to learn more about yourself. You tend to learn about how you think, how you see life. It's about knowing yourself, you know, knowing what you want. So I think it's about, you know, how you do things daily. That comes also from, you know, parents. I think, you know, that's when we touch leadership. So I think with how parents raise you, you know, you know, that's who you're gonna become. They've raised me to be a fighter, you understand? To know my motto, to know what I stand for. I think I was prepared for whatever is happening now. As a role model, you're already a leader, you know, because there are people who look up to you. As someone who grew up in the rural area, you know, I always want to make change, you know. I always want to help, you know, young kids, you know, to be better in life. Obviously, every day when I wake up, I make sure that everything I do is in the best interest of, you know, the next, you know, coming generation. So whatever I do, I make sure, you know, it will motivate them, you know, it will motivate them to work hard each and every day. We say, okay, if Caster can do this, I can do it, you know. Obviously, it's all about educating them. I want to see more graduates, you know, in the villages. So for me as a leader, my responsibility is to go plow back. It's all about giving back to the community. You know, it's all about developing, you know. I want results. I want them to balance life, you understand? Be a good person, you know. How to treat people with respect. Obviously, it comes through with, you know, self-respect, self-love. You know, you appreciate yourself, you accept yourself, you know. I think those are the things that I've learned over the years. To live life is very simple, but that's the skill that we fail. We fail to just be simple, you know, knowing yourself, loving yourself, you know, respect yourself, appreciate yourself, and accept yourself. You accept yourself, people accept you. If you can do that, then people can do that to you.
En dit was dan die 800 meter wereldkampioen, Olympiese kampioen, as ook statebondspele kampioen Caster Semenya, wat een van die sprekers by die 2018 Discovery Leadership Summit was.